Before Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans, the city's pro football team was average at best and loved mostly by diehard Saints fans. Now the force of nature and nationwide sympathy for the Big Easy have transformed the New Orleans Saints into America's team. But commentator Sid Arthur Mitter thinks the slogan is little more than a marketing ploy.
I was relaxing in front of the television watching the Jacksonville Jaguars put a beating on the New York Jets when a commercial grabbed my attention. It showed a succession of well-known NFL players, each one wearing not his own team's uniform, but the black and gold of the New Orleans Saints. "I am a Saint," each player declared. Viewers were then invited to purchase Saints gear, with profits to go to the Hurricane Katrina Relief Fund. The Saints are now, quote-unquote, America's team. Their jerseys should go well with the Yankees hats we bought after 9/11, or maybe our Super Bowl gear from 2002, when sports gurus discerned a mystical connection between the name of the winners, the Patriots, and their rousing upset victory. It's a good thing that Hurricane Rita spared Houston, else we'd have to root for the Astros on top of all this, in their hunt for the National League wildcard. All of this is a little ridiculous. American sports franchises are bloated corporations that are barely accountable to their so-called home city. Players live elsewhere in the off-season and are constantly traded away. And the newfound popularity of the New Orleans Saints and all the marketing benefits that ensue comes despite their owner, Tom Benson, having threatened for years to leave New Orleans unless the city builds him a nice new stadium with taxpayer money. The America's Team phenomenon is an easy way to show solidarity with victims of disaster. But it's also a marketing gimmick that benefits wealthy franchise owners. And, I should say, politicians. Sports arenas are already the site of much American triumphalism, with their flags and national anthem and salutes to the troops and military flyovers. Now our leaders want sports to symbolize national unity in the face of adversity. Former President Bush appeared at the Saints-Giants game. In the affected region, officials agreed that what people needed was a good game of football. Football is, to its credit, the American sport with the most even racial balance. But no football game can wipe away those other images we've seen, the ones that remind us of our nation's inequalities and their life and death consequences. John Edwards called it the Two Americas. For many, Two Americas is a hard idea to swallow, but better to face up to the challenge than to be distracted by feel-good corporate blandishments like America's Team.
Sid Arthur Mitter is a Boston-based independent writer on politics and culture.